إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد الحمد لله, you have gathered and your halqa, may Allah give you barakah in trying to understand and learn the Quran and the meanings and to bring it in our lives through the teachings of Dr. Farhad Hashmi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you great success in this work and enable this to be a source of sadqat jariyah for her and her family, as well as for all of you.
So what I was saying is that the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, generally we tend to take the view that the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a historical event, it happened at a particular time, and after that it finished, and that's the end of the story as far as the revelation is concerned. Our job is to read it and to understand it and to know the meaning of it and so on. Utna humne kar liya to bahut ho gaya, this is enough for us. My submission is that this interpretation or this thinking about the Quran in this way is not correct. Yes, it is a historical fact, no doubt about that. Yes, it was revealed in the 7th century. Yes, it was revealed over a period of 23 years. Yes, the revelation has since then, it has stopped and it will not come again, because the Risalat finished with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no Nabi after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there will not be any Nabi after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this part of it is, there is no doubt in our minds about that. However, the Quran is not a piece of literature from the past. It is not some historical thing which happened. And it is therefore not simply our job to read it and understand its meaning, understand the meaning of it, the word, the verbal meaning of it. Then to understand the meaning of it and then to memorize it, recite it. This is not the sum total of what we need to do with the Quran. So to see the Quran or to understand the Quran in that kind of a context is not correct. The Quran is the living word of the living God, Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is living, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is established. And though the Quran is not going to be revealed again, or no new thing is going to be revealed, what has been revealed must be seen as a kalam between the abd and the rabb, Jalla Jalal. The dalil for this is related, for example, in the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, which if you read Tafsir ibn Kathir and many other tafsir, they mention the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith of Qudsi said that I have divided this, the salah, by which in this case is meant Surah Al-Fatiha, between myself and my slave. When my slave says Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies and says Hamdani Abdi. Now the issue is that this is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just said to Rabbi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at one time. When I say, when you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying Hamdani Abdi to you and to me. So this is an ongoing conversation, right? So now, and similarly for the all the ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha. Now, similarly, if we look at the various commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, for example, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, and whatever he said thereafter is a command to the believers. Now this command is to be obeyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked questions in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, where are you going? So who is going to answer this question? The question is being asked to us. So if you simply say, why فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, فَأَيْنَ, what is the meaning of that? You have to reply to a question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. That is a question. That is a question. So we have to reply to this question. We can't just repeating Fabi Ayala Irabikuma Tukadiban, doesn't make any sense. When you're reading the Quran, of course you say it. But the point is that you must also look at it as this is a question my Rabb is asking me. How many of my ni'mat will you deny? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some of those ni'mat in Surah Ar-Rahman. But the purpose of Fabi Ayala Irabikuma Tukadiban is not only to stay with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Ar-Rahman, but to look at our own lives and say, what are the ni'mat that Allah has given me personally? For each of us it is different. And then say, am I doing anything in my life which amounts to denying of these ni'mat, which amounts to the lack of shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I doing something like this? We have to ask ourselves this question. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا إِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَا زِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَا إِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah said, the one who is grateful for my ni'mat, I will increase those ni'mat, I will put barakah in them. But the one who is ungrateful, then let him be warned, let her be warned that my punishment is severe. So we have to ask ourselves, if I am among the shakirin, alhamdulillah, but if I am among the kafirin, kufran in ni'mat, not kafirin as in kufr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but kufran in ni'mat, which is denial of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I should make tawbah and I should get out of this and say, no, la hawla wa quwwata, I am not like this. La nukadhibu, I do not deny your ni'mat, ya Rabbal Alameen. So it's very important to treat the Quran as it is, which is, it is a living kalam. It is something which has daily relevance. It is something which is speaking to us personally, individually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Allah said, O insan, O human beings, how can you deny your Rabb who is kareem, who is so merciful? Questions. So specifically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking questions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned many things in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned signs of he mentioned details about Jannah, he mentioned details about Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us advice about how to live in this life, what must we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned stories of the people of the past, not because of some entertainment value, but because those stories are stories from which we are supposed to take lessons for ourselves. So all of this must be dealt with and must be responded to as a living kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Incidentally, this is how Rasulullah ﷺ used to recite Quran even in Salah. So whenever there was an ayah of Bashara, Nabi ﷺ would stop, then he would make dua and he would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he would continue the recitation. When there was a waid, then Nabi ﷺ would make, he would pray for protection from this waid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he would continue the recitation. He didn't simply recite, one after the ayat after ayat after ayat, no. He did specifically, individually, and then he responded to that. And this is the amal of the Nabi is a lesson for us. How do we do that? So this is the approach to the Quran. This is very, very important for us. Second thing is to ask ourselves this question. When we read the Quran, when we teach the Quran, to ask this question and say, what is the effect of this Quran on me? See, for example, if I tell you the word Asad, right? So if you suppose say, for example, you are, there is no Asad in the Quran, but I am saying this just as an example. If you say that, the word Asad, what is the meaning of the word, if supposing you are reading now and you are learning the meanings. So what is the meaning of the word Asad? Lion. Okay. So now you know the meaning. Lion. So if I ask you, do you understand lion? Yes, I understand lion. Very good. Then I take you to a game park. I take you to a game reserve or zoo or something. So now there is a live lion there, but this lion is behind an electric fence. So you can see the lion, but the lion is behind the fence. Is there a difference in your understanding of the word lion? From you are sitting in the classroom and you said Asad equals lion. And now you have gone to the place, you are actually seeing the lion. Is there a difference? Yes, there is. Now, supposing, for example, the fence falls, or there was a gate, the gate suddenly opens. So now, same lion, nothing has changed. The lion did not become two lions, same lion. What happened now? Fence removed. Now, is there a change in your understanding of the word lion? What is that change?
Fear.
Why? Why is there fear?
Same.
Why?
Ainul Yaqeen. The same.
The same.
Yes, but what is you are seeing the lion also behind the fence.
There's no protection.
Meaning what? Meaning you suddenly understood the connection between you and the lion. Please understand this. It's not even Anil Yakin, because Anil Yakin was there with the fence also. Fence or no fence, the lion did not change, the same lion. But when the fence was removed, what happened? You understood the connection between you and the lion. When there was a fence, there was no connection between you and the lion. When the fence got removed, suddenly there is a connection between you and the lion. What is the connection? You are food for the lion. You suddenly realize that my status on the food chain is at the bottom. You get the point I'm saying? So now, at that point in time, if I ask you, now do you understand the meaning of the word Asad, what will you say? Now you truly understand the meaning of the word Asad. Wallah, this is the meaning of Asad. I'm about to become food for the Asad in 10 seconds. Yeah? Will he start from my head or will he start from my foot? And then the lion says, no, sorry, I don't eat junk food, get out. Yeah? Bad for health. So, alhamdulillah. Health conscious lions don't eat junk food. You get the point I'm saying? That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, who are the mu'mineen? Verily mu'mineen are those who, when the zikr, when the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them, their hearts shiver with the grace and majesty of Allah. My question to you is, how many times have you read this ayah? You understand the meaning of this ayah? Did you stop and question and ask, what is happening to my heart just now? Did you do that? If you did that, alhamdulillah. If you did not do that, that is what you should do. That is the purpose of the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a criterion. And Allah is saying, you really believe in Allah? Then see what happens to your heart when my name is mentioned. So what must we do? Stop everything. Stop everything. Don't read one word more, one sentence more. Close the Quran. Reflect and say, what is happening to my heart now when Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is mentioned before me? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innamal mu'minun. Verily those are the mu'mineen. Which means what? May Allah protect us. It means that if this is not happening to you, then whether you are a mu'min or not is a matter of question. I don't say you are not a mu'min, but I am saying you don't have a proof. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the bird is the one who has feathers. Now you got something which looks like a bird and does not have feathers. What will you say? Well, is it really a bird? Maybe it's a bird, I don't know. I've never seen a bird without feathers. But this one has no feathers and it claims I'm a bird. So are you really a bird? وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited before them, when they see the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around them, when you look in the mirror, you are seeing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are seeing your children, you are seeing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are looking at each other, you are seeing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you walk on the street, you are seeing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are eating the food, when you are eating your food, you are seeing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we reflect on the relationships that we have with each other, these are the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is Allah saying? وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Their iman increases. Shut the Quran. Wallah. I just heard this surah. Very nicely recited by Qari Fulan bin Fulan. Very nice. But did it do anything to my heart? Did my iman increase? Or am I simply saying the qiraat of Fulan bin Fulan is so beautiful? And when I'm saying so beautiful, all I really mean is a tune. So is there a difference between listening to the Quran in the tune of Bisawt al-Qari Fulan bin Fulan and listening to another song in the voice of this singer or that singer? Is there actually a material difference? Because the song also will bring tears to your eyes. If it's a sad song, it will bring tears to your eyes. Song can also be nice. Some person can sing very nicely, so you like the song. Is there a difference? Should there be a difference? Yeah. And not a matter of opinion. It's not my fatwa. I'm giving, telling you what the kalam of Allah is. Inna wal mu'minu alladhina idha dhukir allahu wajilat qulubuhum wa idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu zadatum imana wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun. And these are the people who have tawakkul on their Rabb Jalla Jalalu. Who have faith and complete reliance and total yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. This yaqeen is a result of these two things. A heart which is alive, which lives and responds, and an iman which increases with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tilawat of his ayats. So what must we do now? Shut the Quran and sit and reflect. Is it happening to me? If it's not happening to me, what must I do? Work on this. Why is it not happening? Am I really a Muslim? Am I a mu'min? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the signs of mu'mineen. So, am I a mu'min? As I said, I'm not saying you are not or I am not, no. But we need to ask this question. Because Allah gave us made a statement, a very categorical, criterion-like statement. This is the meaning of teaching and learning the Quran. Responsiveness to the Quran. Yeah? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once recited the whole of Surah Al-Fatiha before the Sahaba. So all of Surah Al-Rahman before the Sahaba. The whole of the Surah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited. So when he finished the recitation, and just think about that. You know, whenever I say these things, I tell people and I tell myself, reflect on that whole scene. This is not just a story, some sentence, no. Who is reciting? The one who received the kalam is reciting. Who can recite better than the person who received the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is reciting. Who are listening to that? The very first people who heard the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one heard the Quran before the Sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first people who recited the Quran to was who? The Sahaba. So, beautiful teacher, beautiful students. No one can better the teacher and no one can better those students. He finished the entire recitation of Surah Al-Rahman. Then he said to them, he said, are you not going to say anything? Because they were silent. They listened to him in silence, in adab, and they remained silent. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, are you not going to say anything? He said, Ya Rasulullah, what can we say? SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this ni'mah of listening to the kalam, to his kalam, in your voice. What can we say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when I recited this surah to the jinn, every time I said, Fabi ayyi ala irabbikuma tukadziban, they responded and they replied. And they said, La bi shayyim min ni'mati rabbina nukadzibu. La bi shayyim min ni'mati rabbina nukadzibu. He said, oh Allah, we do not deny any of your ni'mah. Oh Allah, we do not deny any of your ni'mah. Then, that is the teaching. This is the teaching and learning methodology of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran is a living kalam which must be responded to. It is the conversation between the abd and the rabb. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to you, talking to me. That is the approach to the Quran. So by all means, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill your hearts with nur. May Allah give you the true understanding of His kalam jalla jalaluhu. And as I said, true understanding is not only meaning of the word. Imagine the lion without the fence. Connection, true understanding is my connection. This is what Allah is saying. Where am I in this? How does this affect me? That is understanding. It's not only the word. Meaning, of course, you have to know the meaning. If you don't even know the meaning, then where do you go from there? So meaning you have to know. But just knowing the meaning is not sufficient. True understanding is to understand that connection. Every child understands the meaning of the word mother, no? Which child is there who does not? Even the child who does not have a mother still understands the meaning of mother. But the way your child understands the meaning of mother related to you is different from somebody else's child who says the word mother. Yeah? If he's saying Amma, Umma, whatever. When he's saying Amma or he's saying Umma, there's no doubt in his mind what and how and where and which and so on and so on. He knows. He's not translating a word in the language. He's talking about his own mother. And all that is implied by my mother. So when we say Allah, Rabbi Allah, what is the question in the grave? First question in the grave. Huh? Think and say. What is the first question? Your answer is correct, but think about it. What is the question? Man Rabbuk. Man Rabbuka, yes? What is the meaning of that? Who is? Who is? What is the key word there? What is the key word? Who is your Rabb? What is the key word?
Your.
So is that a relationship question or is that an information question? They are not asking Umar Rabbul Alameen. They are not saying who is the Rabbul Alameen. Who is your Rabb? Your Rabb. It's a relationship question. Who is your Rabb? The Malaika, the ones who come to ask you the question, they know who is Allah. They're not asking, they're not saying, you know, please tell me, I've forgotten, you know, who is the Rabb? No. He's asking a question about your relationship, about my relationship. What am I going to answer if I have no relationship? The Rabb is Allah. My Rabb? I don't know. Is he my Rabb? He is the Rabb, yes. Is he my Rabb? Do I belong to him? What is the proof? Next question is the proof. What is the next question? What is the next question? Madinuk. Did they ask what is the deen of Allah? What is the deen that Muhammad ﷺ brought? No, what is your deen? What is it related to? You say your Rabb is Allah, very nice. So what is your deen? My Rabb is Allah only and only if I am on Islam. What is the proof that Allah is my Rabb? That Islam is my deen. Allah is the Rabb also of the atheist. Allah is the Rabb also of the non-Muslim. But the atheist and the non-Muslim does not say, my Rabb. I accept and I understand and I acknowledge and I am delighted about and I am very happy and I am proud and that Allah is my Rabb. La ilaha illa hu. And what is the proof of that? I obey him. I do not disobey him. I do not do anything which can displease him. I do my best to do only that which pleases him. Jalla Jalaluhu. That is the answer. My deen. Deeni Islam. Deeni Islam. My deen is Islam. Rabbi Allah. Eh? What is the dhikr we make in ruku? Bolo. Huh? Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. कभी सोचा है इसके बारे में? सुभाना रब्बी अल अजीम, मेरा रब अजीम है, माय रब, सुभाना रब्बी अल आला, माय रब, इज दैट नॉट इंटेलेक्चुअल क्वेश्चंस? अल्लाह इज नॉट आस्किंग फॉर इंफॉर्मेशन, अल्लाह नोज. We have got used to pray. Swaluddin, Swaluddin, Allahu Akbar. Swaluddin, Swaluddin, La hawala quwwata illa billah. This salah. Subhana, reflect on this. Subhana Rabbi Allah. Mera Rabb. Mera. Jalla Jalla. So teaching and learning the Quran is to respond, is to open the heart, is to make a connection, strengthen the connection, reiterate this connection over and over and over. Amen. So, yeah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to do what I am advising you, to teach and learn the Quran in this way. There is a series of lectures of mine which I'll ask you to send to Sharif bhai, and he can send them to all of you. There were 6 lectures, 7 lectures on teaching and learning the Quran. So, by all means, listen to them. But this is the gist of it. This is the essence of this, that we need to teach and learn the Quran as it is, which is the living word of a living God, Jalla Jalla. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased, and to ensure that we do that which pleases Him and never do something that displeases Him.